I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday. Sun's out. Guns out.
Sure.
Andrew's dancing?
Oh, yeah.
It's all right with the world, right?
Can't not dance to this song.
Congrats on the Miami win.
Woo!
Man. It's a lot of fun. Good game.
Yeah, you could call it fun.
Were you a little stressed?
You should have seen me last night, dude. It was hilarious. I never went full rage mode. Yeah. It wasn't like that. But I do this thing. So the first half of the game, I was alone because Susan was at work. She got home, caught up, and then we watched the second half of the game together. And
but that was a blast for her.
It's a bit stressful. She'll tell me that all the time. And in fact, last night she was like, "Are you saying all of these things because I'm here and you're talking to me, or do you just say these things when I'm not here?" I'm like, well, the first half was just like this. I talk to the TV. I talk to the universe. It's just the way I go.
I've had a couple of times watching like a Lions game with my father, and I say to him like, "Boy, I'm really glad I'm not with Kevin Wheeler right now."
obviously, pretty much everything I do is involving more talking than you would think, and that includes watching sports alone.
Mm.
I am always talking to the game, but I'm thinking out loud as I'm watching it, and it's not always angry. Sometimes it's just like, "Oh, do this," or "Oh, look at that matchup," and then last night it was a little bit of both. Miami won, and it was a great win. It's their best win in 23 years. And tip of the cap to Ole Miss, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, they got hosed by Lane Kiffin. They've been put through hell and back, and they got to the semifinals and played great.
Yeah.
So I can't respect them. If they had beaten Miami, they're a team I could be happy for.
Mm-hmm, me too. I would have been rooting for them
absolutely.
The whole way.
Yeah, I mean, I might go for Tom with Indiana.
Yeah.
But either way, it would not be a team that you despise. Like, if you lose to Bama or Ohio State or whatever, you kind of hate that. But it wouldn't have been that. But then, you know, it's almost impossible for me to believe that my guys won with ridiculous numbers of penalties against them. And they deserved them. They weren't bogus. They were real. Four times they dropped interceptions that were just like right there in their hands. Their own receivers dropped balls, missed a field goal. I don't know how they won the game. They're tough. That's how they won it. I mean, they are a group of tough dudes that will punch you in the mouth. So that's how they ended up getting it done at the end.
Yeah.
But great game. And if tonight's anything like that, oh boy.
Are there other, by the way, let me apologize ahead of time. This is day 11 of me being sick. It's day 2 of my steroid treatment.
Uh-oh.
But as Rach can vouch, being in an office with me, I'm just more symptomatic.
Oh.
Yeah, like my cough is worse. And just, like, you know how when you can't breathe in very deep or else it feels really cold and tickly.
And then you're going to cough.
Yep. Yeah, and I have that. Yep. So, yeah, just a weird one. I was talking to a girlfriend of mine. We're going to get together next week for dinner. And she's like, "Dude, I'm on my back. I'm just out." And I'm like, "I feel you." Like, either you had it, you got it, or you're going to get it. Just know, like, it just sucks.
It's not fun.
Yeah.
Do you think the 2 days of being no, you know, like not talking will help kind of calm that down? Because I know when I come back from any sickness like this, the first week back, it jacks up my voice. It makes me cough all the time. And then after maybe a couple of days off, it kind of settles down.
Yeah.
Because you seem to you feel okay.
I feel okay. I can tell I don't feel right.
I get you, yeah.
But I'm not like the worst 7 days of it were pretty bad. And since then, it's just been like, bleh,
yep.
kind of thing. And it wasn't all that bad. Like, Janelle, poor thing, had it way worse than me. Like, I never threw up, although I felt like I was going to for about 5 days. And I was not super symptomatic. It was just weird. I really thought I had COVID. Because that's what it reminded me of. It's sort of just that fatigue and malaise. But I never tested positive, so.
Yeah. Good times.
I was just telling Rach, Monday, I get to meet my new hospice patient, who is 107 years old.
Ooh. What?
Yes. Super excited.
107?
Yep.
What is the name?
I don't even know yet. Because,
okay.
Because of HIPAA laws, you can't.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Andrew's like, why don't you break that person's rights?
It's not breaking the rights to say that their name is, what's an old-timey name? Ebenezer.
That's a little on the nose if you have 100. Watch their name actually be Ebenezer, though. Quite interesting.
That should be really interesting.
Neasy for short.
Rich, I thought about you. I got the strongest craving a couple days ago for a box cake.
Ooh.
Like you said that you guys made just like a Duncan Hines or something.
Yeah.
Sometimes those are just better than even like a cakery cake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yellow cake, chocolate icing.
Mm-hmm.
Rock on.
Or some Duncan Hines like brownies.
Yeah.
I like the Ghirardelli brownies if I'm feeling really fancy because you can pay like maybe $1, $2 more for a box of those, but then you get like the nuts in it. You get the. You could do like a caramel swirl situation.
Not the biggest brownie guy.
Ghirardelli brownies. They don't even let me in that section of the store.
They see it coming. They're like, let's just be honest with each other, sir.
That's the box that's behind lock and key. You have to show ID to get it.
We have some excellent Nestle products for you.
That's a credit check to get the Ghirardelli brownies.
How about you just stay in the toll house aisle?
Chris and Amy were talking this morning about expired food. If milk expires on today, are you going past it? Do you throw it out a couple days before the expiration date?
Never that.
No?
Yeah, I'm not going past.
It'll have to pass the smell test after the day.
Yeah, that I hate the smell test.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
I mean, if it smells off even a little, you just dump it.
Yeah. I'm more like, so with anything else, I'll go beyond the expiration date. I don't care. That's what, this ham kills me, fine. But with milk,
Did you have a bad experience, or is it just, it's been drilled into your head so much? It's such
good
a thing to not drink expired milk.
I don't think I've ever actually taken a drink of expired milk. But I have smelled expired milk.
So you mean you haven't tasted it after it turned?
Yes. But the smell is enough.
That'll give you the wiggles. Do you feel like,
yeah, that's pretty
that's
bad.
The worst.
That's pretty bad.
I did it once. This is when I was probably like 12 or 13. I didn't end up drinking it or tasting it, but I poured it into my cereal without
flop,
checking.
Flop.
And here come chunks of milk.
Oh,
I was like, I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
I just poured cottage cheese on
my that's terrible. That's so bad.
Oh, it was brutal. Don't do that. It's not fun.
I noticed another dumb thing I do. When we went to the restaurant the other night, I did it, and it's reminded me, and I always do it. When you walk up to a hostess stand, and you say, table for four, please, do you hold up four fingers? I always hold up the correct number of fingers, which seems pretty insulting to the person.
I think it could be helpful if you're in a loud restaurant.
Mm.
Yeah, also, I
can see that.
There's nothing wrong with just talking with your hands.
If you just walked up and didn't say any words, though, and just went. That would be pretty.
Yeah, that's that would be rude if you just silently threw up a number.
Yeah,
throw up a gang sign. Guess what I was doing this morning at 2:11 a.m.
Looking at your phone.
Nope, I never do that.
Oh, really?
I never do that.
Walking outside.
Like, I literally never do that. I was outside.
Whoa.
Yes. So what happened was, I guess got a little wind, and my upstairs bathroom door slammed, but I just heard this giant sound, and so I did the whole go downstairs like you're just getting ready to get in a fight with somebody kind of thing.
Dave's huffing and puffing.
And there's no one there. Then I thought, oh, it finally happened. A tree fell in the house. So at 2:11, I went outside and walked around my house like a ninny. And then this morning I saw that that door was closed. So that's what it was.
Mm. Now, the way you said that made it sound like you were actually a little excited. Like, I was right.
I knew it.
The wind finally blew over a tree onto my home.
Yeah, I mean, there would be a little bit of that.
They would be like, I have been justified.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Vindicated.
I remember one time when we first moved in to the house. I didn't know it very well. And I heard what, clink, 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 clink. And I knew, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it was a naked man sitting crisscross applesauce on the floor of my kitchen, spinning a knife. I knew that's what it was. Okay. And so as I'm walking down the stairs, I'm like, okay. And I think I had a golf club or something. I didn't have a gun or anything. And so I knew this was going to go down. Like, I know what it feels like. You're about to fight a naked man with a golf club. And it was the dishwasher clinking a little glass around. Uh-huh. But I was like, fight or flight, man.
Yeah.
I know how I'd react, which was, I went down.
You're exploring.
But it was trepidatiously.
Yeah. Would what you saw depend kind of determine whether you're like, whoop, or just like charge?
It's a good question.
Because it's dark, you know, it's hard to know.
We did this on the show probably before Rachel was even on the show. Do you remember this, Andrew? Were you on the show when the true story that happened was someone heard something in the middle of the night?
Guy making eggs?
Corn.
Corn.
And they got downstairs and there was a naked guy in their kitchen making corn on the cob.
Yeah, I do remember this.
And so we just kept going round and round about, what do? Do you call the cops? Do you rush them? Do you shoot them? Do you let them make the corn?
I probably don't let them. I don't know if I would, like, rush them or shoot them. I think I'd be like, hey.
Get on out here. Now, sir, you know you're not supposed to be making corn in my kitchen.
Yeah.
Swinging a broom at him. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't own a gun, so I ain't shooting him. I'm almost leaning on the, like, charge and gain control of the situation somehow. Because, like, if you say words and it turns out that person's bat crap crazy, now you've got a bat crap crazy person who's aware of you.
Sorry, you're worried that there's a completely sane and rational person nude making corn?
No, this is what I'm saying.
In your kitchen
you
at 2 in the morning?
You see that. You're like, that person's not right.
It turns out this guy's nuts.
Right, that person's not right in the
head. Wait a minute.
Do I want to give that person a chance to
reason with you?
You're like, I'm sorry. I didn't want to scare you, but bring this you is around my house.
You could easily just kind of slowly
Like, what
walk
if he convinces
upstairs.
Me that he's in the right?
You could walk back upstairs and make a quick call.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you announce your presence or
not,
do you?
Not unless you're the announcing the presence would be the rush. So it's either go make the call upstairs and wait or rush. You don't I would not like get their attention and put them on alert that somebody's standing there.
Mm.
So probably the first one is like, all right, let's go call the cops, get some things going, and then we'll monitor the situation. And if he just stays right there, we can leave him alone. But I don't know that the announcing yourself is the right idea either. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I have no expertise in this field. It just feels like if a crazy person's in your house, the last thing you want is them knowing that you're standing right there.
I would think so. Yeah. I doubt if you yell. I doubt it's going to go well. You'll be like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I thought this was my house.
They could like scream and run out the door, be like, ah! But again, they could also scream and run right at you.
Yes.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to be out of town. That's my bad. I'll come back.
Dude, I don't care how calm you are. If that person's calm, I don't care, man. You're crazy. You're in my kitchen naked. You're crazy.
Have you guys heard about this monkey on the run?
No.
No, but it's already funny.
St. Louis Animal Care and Control says that crews are actively looking for at least one monkey as of 12:30 p.m.
You mean at
today.
Least? There's been a pet monkey?
There's a monkey that is believed to be on the run in the city.
There's been a monkey
in the city.
Let's get the hell out of here. Let's go get him.
There's been a monkey thing going on because there was also, Rachel, did you see the post on the St. Louis subreddit from a couple days ago that was asking if anybody else saw the dead monkey on 44?
I did.
This person very strongly believed that on their commute to work that morning, they had seen a deceased monkey on the side of the road on 44. And the thread was mostly just other people going like, it was probably like a dog or whatever. But this person was like, no, I'm almost positive. I've seen dogs. I've seen monkeys. This were a monkey.
Wheels, this is the type of monkey we're dealing with. I don't know what to call that.
Let's see.
Yeah. It looks like the monkey from Friends.
Yeah. It's walking on two legs like man.
Is it a capuchin?
Yeah, I think that's
what it is.
I have no idea. I think that's what that is.
Lemur.
Is that the monkey?
This was a monkey that was posted yesterday. I also saw this monkey on Reddit, and people were speculating, like, are these AI photos? What's going on? But now St. Louis Animal Care and Control is saying, no, we are on the lookout for at least one monkey. We think there is a true monkey on the loose.
A true monkey. It's a good name for a band.
It's a great name for a band.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on Cable X. Happy Friday. 124. The stream is not working, so to all of our streamers, we apologize. The cameras are fritzing, and they're super slow, and so we're just going to have to go naked today. We'll see you on Monday.
Well.
A few fun facts.
Sure. Yes.
Mm-hmm. A woman in Virginia is in the news after she was featured on the season premiere of My Strange Addiction. Her addiction is that she snorts all of the food she eats.
Like what kind of foods?
Doesn't tell me.
How does it get to the tummy?
It's a great question.
Yeah. I mean, you could swallow things that go through your nose, but that sounds awful.
You can swallow things that go through your nose.
Yeah, if you snort some liquid and end up swallowing it. Because those holes are kind of connected.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But I mean, that sounds awful.
Awful. Just awful.
What would your strange addiction be? What would they get you for on that show?
Yeah, weird porn. What would my strange addiction be?
Baseball gloves.
Well, see, yes. But I'm thinking, like, when I
or
think.
Or maybe just eBay.
When I think strange addiction. Hey, take it easy, everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
When I think strange addiction, I think, like, gross.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Because mine would be video games.
Yeah.
I mean, like the real one, like, I'm playing that again.
There was an episode I watched, the lady couldn't stop eating toilet paper.
I've seen that one, I think, yeah.
She just really liked it, you know. There wasn't really much more to it other than that. She just really enjoyed eating the toilet paper.
What did she like about it, did she say?
Texture.
What was her brand?
Don't remember.
Is it called Pica?
Yeah.
When you compulsively eat
everything. Yeah.
Tree bark and stuff like that?
Mm.
Man, but for the grace of God, right?
My wife used to work in a home for people with certain, you know, developmental disabilities, and that was one of the. She had a handful of people in there.
Yeah,
would eat a handful.
I don't judge people like that at all, because clearly your brain just formed differently, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, whatever my stuff is like that. I should give myself more of a pass than I do. I really enjoy beating myself up. That's kind of one of my strange addictions. But for people, like if you're pulling off tree bark and eating it, there's just a couple wires crossing your brain.
Yeah, it's not your fault. You didn't do anything to cause it. It's just, developmental disability.
You know what I think I'm going to start doing? Yeah. Eating cotton balls.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
And you know what? I've never eaten toilet paper once in my life.
Yeah, how do you know?
How do I know?
You might love it.
Could be great. Could be awesome. I'll enjoy a quilted northern. Maybe that's my brand.
See, I think if I'm eating it, I'm going one ply.
Yeah, same here. I don't want the.
That is a
stuff.
Really good thought. Yeah, no, I have the extra tough stuff, and maybe I should go
now. I haven't done it in years, but I could do it right now at the drop of a hat. My whole life, I have eaten the cupcake paper.
What?
Yes,
I can see that.
Why? Well, no, why?
Like,
30 seconds ago. It's not their fault. You know, I wouldn't judge them.
What? Why?
Yeah, well, Dave, really went in on me.
Dave doesn't have pica.
He has it when it comes to cupcake paper.
Yeah, it all started because I would chew it like chewing tobacco or something because it had all that wonderfulness, the crumbs on it.
Sure, you got to squeeze the flavor out.
Yeah, and then after a while, I'm like, well, it's broken down pretty well now. I could just swallow this thing.
I mean, look, eating stuff like that, I don't think is like harmful to you. So I think it just, you know, if it's already ground up and shredded, it's just going to pass through your stomach. Do
you promise not to tell? You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
133 DGS. Andrew, this is Sam. We're talking about Sam and Sam and Dave.
Okay.
This is Sam. A great song. Probably not as good as the Blues Brothers, though. Their version.
Yeah, that's the...
I miss the stream. I complain about the stream all the time. Now I don't know how to do a show without knowing like, what go to sleep thinks.
Looking at the screen, there's nothing there.
There's nothing there. So no one giving me feedback.
What do you think they'd be saying if we could hear from them?
All compliments.
Yeah.
Well, so far, best show ever. Yeah, we haven't talked politics. So everybody'd be happy.
Everyone'd be happy.
As soon as you change that.
I was happy yesterday with the politics. That went very well.
Yeah.
You know?
Somebody'd be like, my grandpa ate toilet paper or something.
Having my show prep today that. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Talk amongst yourselves. That people are into recycled toilet paper.
How do you
what do you mean
that?
By into?
I know.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Into.
Now, is it like other paper recycled into toilet paper?
It says recycled
because
toilet.
I would say that's probably single use once it's gone through
it's
water and the sewage
correct,
system.
Bill.
Yeah,
it's made from discarded paper products.
Okay, good. I don't need anybody else's,
Yes.
No, go on. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nope. You know. Everyone knows.
Have you guys ever used the toilet paper that's like for camping?
I don't think so.
There's camping toilet paper?
Yeah, it's like super biodegradable. Like it.
Oh.
It'll be like falling apart in your hands.
Gotcha.
If you catch my
All right. Derift.
I used Scott Towel twice last week at work because there was no toilet paper in the bathroom, but there were Scott Towels.
That sounds...
You doing the math?
No, I'm just like, I'm not sure that's supposed to go down the toilet.
Well, it's better than...
No, I know. I'm just like, better than... Yeah.
Walking out all cowboy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, there have been a couple times, like, only for the grace of God did I realize that the toilet paper was out before the process started. Because it's like, well, what do you do? Especially if no one's in there to give you any toilet paper.
You just start yelling for help.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I ordered toilet paper last weekend when I was sick. Not just toilet paper, but, you know, I ordered that from DoorDash. And the phone rings, and I knew exactly what it was. It wasn't going to be like, hey, they don't have your brand of sweet relish. It was the toilet paper. And there was a young girl, and she couldn't have been more concerned with whether I wanted soft or what's it called? Strong or soft or whatever it was. And I just kept saying, like, I do care, but I was just so embarrassed.
Oh.
That's stupid. 61 years old and you're embarrassed. Like, we all know what toilet paper's for.
Yeah. Yeah.
I felt sheepish.
It's for a little snack.
make a sandwich.
Do you have a brand that you go with every time?
Yes, and I hate to say it, but I like the Charmin.
Yeah?
Those Bears.
Charmin girl?
The Bear commercials, boy, do they burn my biscuits, but it makes the brand stick in your head.
Why do they burn your biscuit?
Because it's like, why are they living in a house? In the original commercials, they would go in the woods, and they would go up against a very skinny tree, might remember. Well, now they all live in a house, and they wear glasses and stuff, and sit on the couch and watch TV, but they don't wear clothes?
That's why they need the toilet paper.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Quilted Northern, you're going to get less. You're going to pay less. You're going to get the same quality.
Am I making it up that on the Charmin ads, you can see the toilet paper stuck to the Bear's butt?
In certain ads, yes. When they're using a different brand, of course, not the Charmin brand.
Seems like
brand.
A bridge too far.
Yeah, you know. Sometimes you get a tag along.
You're in a weird mood today, aren't you?
Really?
Yeah. You're hopped up on the Miami goofball.
I am a little bit jacked up, yeah.
Few more fun facts. We only got to the one about the strange addiction until Andrew made fun of me eating cupcake papers. Man, I'm tired of being sick. I should probably leave. Don't you think?
Yeah, let's maybe in like 3.5
let's
hours.
Take a vote. I should probably go home. Someone in Australia found a safe on the ocean floor. How cool would that be?
Is there anything in it?
Yes. They opened it up and found a single bag of beef jerky.
All right.
Isn't that crazy?
That must... I mean,
there's no way.
That's got to suck.
Yes.
You find a safe and you're like, oh, treasure! And it's just old-ass beef jerky.
I'm beating the next guy I see.
That's really disappointing.
That's got to be the worst disappointment ever.
Remember what? How big?
Who puts beef jerky in a safe?
Remember how big safes were in our childhood?
Yeah.
Like, someone's always picking one.
I want to get one. I don't have anything to go in it, but
I have a little gun safe, but I don't have like a safe.
Yeah.
Having a safe makes you feel like you've made it.
Yeah. I don't know what I'd put in there, but
yeah, like baseball gloves,
maybe a couple baseball cards. I don't know.
A new poll found that 9 in 10 Gen Zers cannot imagine life without ChatGPT now.
That's sad. Welp. Can't imagine life without it.
Yeah. Speaking of, OpenAI just announced a new tool called ChatGPT Health. They're encouraging people to upload all of their medical records.
Oh.
No way that goes bad.
Oh, yeah. Just go ahead. Give them all your medical information for free. Yeah, give me $1 million. You can have it.
What is the danger, though, in giving somebody, in like, you know, giving a website your medical records?
Giving
like,
a company your medical
like
records.
Like, practically, what is the danger?
I mean, it's like, you know, they have leaks. You don't want everyone in the world knowing your...
Yes, I don't care if Google knows my foot hurts or whatever, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like, not everyone has embarrassing things.
Yeah, I mean, it's sensitive information.
people can find out that I eat cupcake papers.
Yeah. How would they ever find out if...
Oh, you did. We just talked about it.
Yeah. The insecticide company in Japan held a memorial for all the bugs they killed last year. It's an annual thing that they've done for the past four decades.
That's fun. That's cute.
Is it just like a marketing ploy?
I don't know. It seems like kind of a D move to me.
Yeah, like, we are seems so like dark. Sorry.
Dancing on their graves.
Like, if you cared so much, just don't kill
all these bugs, you're dead.
Yeah, keep in mind, I say I think it's cute, but I also hate bugs more than anything in the world. So, like, you know, I can't be trusted.
What's your most hated bug?
Boy, that's a great question. No, it's not. Cockroach. That's my most hated bug.
In medical news, Utah is letting AI refill prescriptions. It can write prescriptions for 190 different meds.
Seems why great. Just why just 190? Why not infinity?
Probably the ones that can't really easily kill you.
My
guess.
Not that it's not capable of it, but that it's not restricted. Allowed to. Oh, okay.
My guess is it's not going to be able to prescribe like Vicodin.
Yeah. Researchers in South Africa found a bunch of poisoned arrowheads that date back 60,000 years.
What the what?
Yeah, they were laced with tumbleweed poison, which would have tired animals out while they were being tracked. They're the oldest poison arrows ever discovered.
Dang.
Crazy, huh? 60,000 years ago.
You think they hunted dinosaurs with those?
Sorry. I don't know how to deal with him today.
I don't either.
It's going to be a long day.
I don't either.
I'm sorry. It's going to be a long day.
Theodore Roosevelt's daughter Alice had a pet snake named Emily Spinach because it was green as spinach and thin as her Aunt Emily. Oh, those Roosevelts.
That's a little mean. That one seems mean.
In ancient Egypt, they had proctologists. The ancient Egyptian word for a proctologist translates to shepherd of the anus. Best friends with master of wolves.
Oh, that's great.
It's pretty great, huh?
It is amazing.
Shepherd of the anus.
They had a sense of humor just like we do.
Hey, what kind of shepherd are you? I'm a shepherd of the anus. You know, that explains the staff.
Take care of the back door.
Science story this week includes a study that found that exceptionally smart dogs, which Andrew, I think you have on your show sheet today, can learn new words just by eavesdropping on their owners.
Oh, for sure.
Makes me uncomfortable. I don't like when dogs is too smart.
Yeah, it's absolutely. They'll learn how to spell. Like, you'll spell the word that you try not to say because you know they like the word, and they figure that out. And you're not trying to teach it to them. They just figure it out by listening.
Wife is always educating me on smart dogs because she, you know, just deals with dogs all day. And it makes me uncomfortable. I don't like it.
It's the best.
I don't like the idea that dogs can just hear you talk about an item and then learn what the name of that item is. That's like, that's kid stuff. That's human
they're
stuff.
They're smart, man. They're good. Well, some of them are not that smart. Some of them are goobers. But the smart ones are really impressive, man.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a dumb dog. Not like a real dumb one.
Well, you've had a lot of like Goldens, and Goldens are famously, you know, they're not the smartest, but they're smart and they care. Yeah, you know what I mean? They care friendly, about learning stuff.
My smartest dogs were my mutts when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
What kind of mutts are we talking?
I don't know. Just dogs.
Yeah.
Just dogs.
Just capital D dogs.
Yeah. Just a dog. It's National Quitters Day, the day that you are most likely to drop your New Year's resolution.
Oh, that quit. I thought you meant jobs. What, it's only like 9 days is the...
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's not like the 5th. I'm surprised. I don't know if I've ever kept one past 5 days.
Also, not only is Gen Z smoking, but they are embracing... analog life. They are reading actual books, playing board games, using real alarm clocks, and analog music.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think so too.
It's all right.
We all spend way too much time looking at a screen. Anything you can do to get away from a screen for even a little while, I think, is going to be good for you.
I'm going to take up for the screens here for a minute. I like screens.
That's nice. I don't necessarily think it's good to constantly be looking at a screen. And it's got to be so bad for, like, I don't know. There are some people who can handle it better than others. I am one of those people who I absolutely have to take time off from looking at my phone or looking at a television, or I start to feel insane and just, like, frenetic and can't calm down, kind of. It's just too overstimulating.
Speaking of dogs, Jennifer Lawrence is catching heat because she says that if it was up to her, she would obliterate every dog on Earth.
Oh.
Because she sees them as a threat after one of them bit her son. She said, I'm cool with cats, but every dog is an a-hole.
So if you witness a person punching another person, then should people be eliminated because they're threats?
According to Jennifer Lawrence.
That's the dumbest dumb person stuff I've heard in a long time.
Dumb dummies.
I mean, okay, bad dog bit your kid. That's terrible, and that's seriously terrible. I'm not even being smart, Alec. But, like, yeah, okay, it's not every dog, and it's certainly no different than the different behaviors that other species have.
People humans. Love to hate her. I feel kind of bad about it.
Well, I mean, she says stupid crap like that. I didn't hate her before this, but that makes you sound like a moron.
Yes.
Got this ridiculous, irrational response to a bad thing, but let's come on.
So, yeah, who would have an irrational over response to something, Kevin?
Yeah, like one thing did one thing to my kid, so murder all the rest.
Well, I mean, is that what she's really saying, or
no,
is it
but
hyperbole?
Yeah, she should just not be that way.
So you've actually spent time feeling bad for Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah. I grew up with Jennifer Lawrence. She's like my age.
She gets a lot of heat.
She gets a lot of heat.
She went from being, like, very beloved to then everyone just kind of turned on her at the same time. And it was like, ugh, this girl is so choogy. She's so cringy. Stop talking. And it was like, I mean, is she that bad?
Like, what's bad about her other than she hates dogs?
I mean, people think she tries too hard and whatever.
You just can't win.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's exactly. Just part of being famous is people are going to have
their has
opinions.
Become very popular, could be old school, new school. And just stayed that way. No one ever hated him.
I mean, no one.
I mean,
it's kind of what I'm thinking too.
Taylor, to a certain extent, because like
she gets a lot of hate though.
I guess, but like, does any of it even register to her? Does it even matter? Because she's if there's 40 people that hate her, there are 40 million that thinks that she's the greatest thing to ever happen in the world. So it's like, you know, it's impossible that no one will dislike you, but it's like the ratio is so tilted on her. I just
so it's
like,
about the ratio.
I think it has to be.
You just have to accept that people are going to hate you.
I think it has to be. Yeah, I mean. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Anyone do anything fun this weekend? Wheels, you just lag in front of that television.
Football and a little bit of coaching baseball. So yeah, it'll be a sportsy weekend. Yeah.
Coaching baseball?
Yeah.
Cold outside.
No, it's indoors.
It's too cold outside to coach baseball.
It's indoors.
Is it All-Star where we went?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Boys working, man.
That was fun.
That was cool.
That was a good time.
Got to get these guys hitting dingers.
I don't know why I made that. That made me laugh. Yeah, Nick's birthday is Monday. He'll be 31.
Happy birthday, Nick.
And Saturday, we're going to dinner, and then we're going to wrestling.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. That's going to be fun. Have you done that before?
I've done it once.
Okay.
Marine and Phoebe have never done it, so that's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
And
have a good time.
Then I think I may go with the girls to the skating championships on Sunday.
Yeah, you should. Cool. You absolutely should.
I really should. I should because it's not my thing. But I bet it would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing these world-class elite athletes.
It's just something new to see, you know? Like, even if it's not really your thing,
I still think,
you know, it's when I find when it's something like that that's, like, not really my thing, it's like, I wouldn't have fun, like, watching it on TV, but being there and seeing it in person is such a different and better experience.
Would you check on my tickets for me,
sure,
by the way? Yeah, I'm trying to think if I've ever seen something live and hated it. Because I know what you mean. Like, when you see things live, you really have a...
No, it's different.
An appreciation for it.
Yeah, because I've covered a lot of sports that I don't care about.
Yeah.
But in person, it's great. Like, when we went to the Sydney Olympics, men's field hockey was awesome.
Oh, really?
It was really cool. Archery was unbelievably cool in person. You never follow it. You don't know anything about it. But watching the precision and seeing how they adjust for the wind and all this stuff. Even the thing, like little things like that, that you're just not necessarily a big fan of. If you're in person, like golf, I don't love golf, but in person, it's amazing. Like when you get to be on the course while the pros are there and you're like watching them do things, it's unbelievable.
Do you guys subscribe to the kind of happy, happy horse crap thing of everyone has talents?
Yeah, I think they do of some kind and sometimes maybe undiscovered.
Yeah, unrealized. For all we know, Andrew could be a prodigy at archery.
Yeah.
But just never really tried it.
I am extremely good at archery.
Are you?
I am. I'm a great shot.
When's the last time you arched?
Good shot with a rifle, too. I mean, I'm probably not anymore because it was, 15, 20 years ago when I was in the scouts. Boy, that was more than 20 years ago. So I'm probably really bad at it.
I got a burr up my butt probably about 5 years ago. And I was going to take up archery, and rather than buying like a compound bow, I bought a long bow.
Oh, yeah.
And never shot it once.
Oh, those are fun. Those are cool.
You can have mine. It's like a $300 bow.
Ooh.
That I have never had an arrow notched.
You should try it. I think you would really enjoy it. It's fun. It's a whole lot of fun. You'll feel like you're in Braveheart or something. Like, it's really neat.
I had a little bow. It was black with a red handle called Big Bear, I think. Like a lot of kids had this one. But I spent a lot of my childhood shooting that thing.
I made my own bow. You should bring it in.
You should.
Yeah, I have it somewhere. I made that and I made a couple of arrows too.
Nice.
Were they poison tipped?
They had actual like arrowheads that I had found.
Wow.
Which now feels like, I don't know, appropriation or something, but at the time it felt really cool.
You know what else I had I loved? Do you ever have a wrist rocket?
Yeah.
Slingshot?
Oh yeah.
That'll kill a dude.
I used to put golf clubs in it. Golf balls and then just launch them in like into the neighborhood. And my dad was so upset when he found out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.